Well, Mrs. Hall, as we've been talking about good vegetables that we have to eat, what are some of the vegetables that you would use for a good soup?
Well, you'd use tomatoes and okra and corn and onions, and some people put butter beans in soup, different other vegetables, beans, some places you eat at restaurants that have some beans in it. In soup.
So just a little bit of everything.
Just a general
makes a
mixture.
Good soup, huh?
Yeah, makes a good soup.
All right. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up. And what does that apple do? What do you say that the apple does, or the skin of an apple?
What do you say that peeling will do? Yeah.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads, if you have some very large ones, you might say, those blanks are very big.
Cabbage, is it?
All right, do you like cabbage?
Yes, I like cabbage. I like any kind of vegetable about.
And when, yeah, except for
onions. I love onions.
When we speak of lettuce, and cabbage, what's something that both of these vegetables have in common? You can speak off them by
heads.
All right. Now, when you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to do what to those beans?
Have to shell them.
What is the kind of large flat bean that you don't eat in the pod?
Butter bean.
Do you have any other names for these kind of beans?
Can't think of another name for a butter bean.
All right, what about the large yellowish flat beans? Do you have, or maybe some white beans? Do you have any other names for these large yellowish flat beans? The seed, not the pod. Other than butter beans, that you might call those kind of beans.
Lima beans.
Okay. Is there any difference between these two?
I don't think so.
That you can think of?
I don't know that there's difference.
Now, what is the kind of bean that you eat the pod and all?
That's just the green bean or the snap beans that people call.
If you take the tops of turnips and cook them, you say you have a mess of what?
Turnip greens.
Mrs. Howell, if you had two bunches of lettuce, you say you have two
heads of lettuce.
Now, do you ever speak of, when you're counting children, do you ever speak of them by so many heads?
I guess you could. You could just say, I've got 5 heads in my house.
And did you ever do that? Count children by heads?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Now, what about if you had 7 boys and 7 girls? You might say you had a what of children?
Well, you'd have a passel of them.
A passel. Do you ever use this word passel?
No, it's an old word, but it's not in common use today.
No, exactly. What does this word mean to you?
It just means a bunch of them, a lot of them.
A bunch of children. All right. Now, the outside of an ear of corn is called the part that you don't eat, the outside of
the
corn.
The shucks of the corn.
The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is... What do you call this corn?
Corn on the cob.